Hello and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people featuring Real World Dar, Millennial Jen, and Baby Boomer Bob, who was actually born in the Silent Generation. We're going to make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. In today's episode, we're going to introduce ourselves and answer the question, what's the best part of being you? You've got three generations of people up in here. We've got Millennial Jen.
I am what?
Real World Dar.
Thank you.
You are Generation X.
I am Generation
Y.
Yes.
All right. And Bob, why don't you tell us a little bit about your generation?
Well, when I was asked to join, they thought I was a baby boomer. That was their preference. But really? It turns out that I'm older than they thought. So I explained to them, however, that I feel like a baby boomer because when I got drafted in my mid-20s, for 2 years I spent with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. So I always said I was growing down. So I actually grew down into baby boomers. So,
nice.
So somebody, we were goofing around one day and we were having our Zoom meeting about podcast, and somebody came up with, just out of, I don't know how it happened, out the top of your head. It was a fun thing. We didn't think it was going to do anything. X, Y, and I. And, and all of a sudden we said, you know what? We like that, right?
Yeah. It also because Bob is so independent.
I for independent?
Oh, I thought it was I for identifies. I thought it was because Bob identified as a baby boomer, even though he's the silent.
For, but I liked it
anyway. I don't like, I mean, I like it too. It could be for, you know, whatever
it
you
all
want
works.
It to be. Yeah,
it all works.
Exactly.
So Real World Dar, Jen, when we were coming up with this concept, we were trying to connect something from our generation. And so I thought about reality TV. And like one of the first shows that I watched was The Real World. Like that just jumped off on MTV. That was like the hot thing to watch. So that's kind of how I got the Real World Dar Generation X concept. What about you, Jen?
What about me? I'm a millennial. Good answer. All right. Well, right now, Dar wants to start talking a little bit about how this podcast came to be.
Yeah.
And I would say Dar was the instigator, but
I'm always an instigator.
I started going, during this quarantine, this pandemic, I started going onto Facebook Live on a kind of regular basis just to entertain people. And
she has great posts. Always.
I just have great posts always. And I had lost my job. Well, not lost my job. That sounds dramatic. But I had a contract. And because of the pandemic, they didn't renew my contract mid-May. And so I just went on Facebook Live and I said, hey, everybody. Hi. I no longer will be continuing my job. And I don't know what I'm going to do next. But I'm open to opportunities and I'm ready for the next thing. So that's what I did. What did you do, Dar?
I saw her post and I was like, Jen. I have an idea. You must have said something about radio.
I mean,
in the post.
No, I had, okay, so a couple posts prior, I did mention that I had a dream of being on radio. I did mention that, and then I didn't pursue that because I let my fears get in the way. So that was a couple episodes earlier on my Facebook Live, but maybe that's stuck in your brain or something.
Yeah, I jumped on the dream. That's what happened. And I was like, Jen, I have an idea. Let's talk. And I will say probably, I don't know, Bob, when do you think we talked about a radio show?
Well, it depends on which one you're talking about, because you kept telling Carol and I, my wife and I, that we need to do a podcast so that we can go ahead and argue online or something.
Oh, okay. I think I talked about, because I think I told you you had a great radio voice. And so I think it was probably less than a year before I saw Jen's post that I said, Bob, we should do a radio show. And we just talked about it, and it was like, there and gone. But then when Jen came back with her post, I was like, I need to be a super connector and connect the three of us. And so that's pretty much how the radio show evolved. So Jen didn't know Bob and Bob didn't know Jen, but I knew them both. And
I'm really glad to know her now.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
So when you think about Gen X, Y, and I, this whole concept, we thought about some of the things that we have in common. And what would those be?
I think we have, we all have a belief in our religion.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're all Christians.
That's important to all of us, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. What else, Jen?
I would say we all have a sense of humor.
A little bit.
And we all like to hear ourselves talk. So the combination of those three things worked out nicely. And, you know, we didn't know if we'd have any chemistry together when we started, but we actually started meeting by Zoom probably back in June.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was amazing. I think the three of us could have talked for hours, but we tried to limit it to 1 hour blocks each week. So.
So I think one of the biggest challenges is going to be all of us shutting up, limiting our conversations. But I am excited for the possibilities of this show. There will be opportunities for you to call in and ask us questions. So, what's our question for this evening or this time?
Our question today is, what's the best part of being you?
Ooh.
All right, we're going to let gentlemen go first.
Yes.
Start with Bob. Bob, what's the best part of being you?
You might be surprised, but since I'm the oldest one here.
Are you?
By far. Okay. By far. That's kind of a cool thing now for me. You know, I find that as I've gotten older, I've liked myself better and better.
Hmm.
I mean, when I was young, like a lot of young people, I had, you know, all my doubts and insecurities about, you know, who I was and how I behaved and was I accepted and, you know, that whole thing that goes through. Boy, it's hard to talk in this mic when I want to look at Darb. But, yeah, I think that's what I like about it. I mean.
I know, Bob, quit turning away from the microphone. Darb's not going.
But you told me I could only talk. I only put my lips on one side of the microphone, so therefore I have to look outside in the hallway rather than Darb.
Oh, Bob. Oh, Bob.
Can I use your size?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. I'll spray it after my use. How's that?
She has a mask on, Bob. All right, we're running out of time. You got 20 more seconds. Are you done with your question?
Do you guys want to jump in on this one?
Yeah, we're jumping in.
All right. That's all I. Do you have any questions?
Being an elder is your answer.
Yeah, I think that the fact that I accept myself more
Good.
The way I am, and I think I'm happier now
Nice.
Than I was when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the listening audience your age?
Yeah, I'm 78.
Whoa! I'm telling y'all, seriously, Bob can run circles around both Jen and I.
Yeah,
he's hardcore like that.
So now, Dar, how old are you?
I just celebrated my 46th birthday.
Nice.
It is an international holiday. It's on July 1st, which okay. is Canada Day. So my birthday is an international holiday.
Same age as my daughter.
Yeah.
Oh,
so 46.
Nice.
46 years young.
Excellent. And yeah. I am 37.
Oh, a little pooky.
I don't know how to feel about that. You know, Bob, it's been in the last 2 years that I've kind of started going that way of accepting myself too. And it feels amazing not caring as much what other people think
Nice.
And being free to do what I feel like is best for me and not for other people. So if it gets better, I'm real excited because it's felt really good being freed from all of that insecurity and so I guess 78 is going to feel pretty awesome then if I get to continue on that journey of self-love and compassion and things.
Very cool.
So the bottom line is hang in there, folks.
Yeah, it gets better.
It gets better.
Gooder and gooder. I think, I don't know how the question was framed, but.
What's the best part of being you,
Dar? Best part of being me is love. I love people. And I like for people to experience love and my love, but also God's love. And so it's always important for me, and Bob can talk a little bit about this, that when we used to work together, I always end the conversation with most people by letting them know I love them. And I'm a hugger. I'm a hardcore hugger. So this is Corona. Rona. It's been hard for me because I have not been able to give hugs. But I think that's what I really, really like about me, that the love that God has given me, that I'm able to give that out to other people.
You know, the more and more we talk, the more I realize how alike the three of us actually are. Because
crazy.
Can I just say, I met Bob last week, a week ago today, in terms of, like, actually meeting. And he said, okay, I got a mask on. Can we hug each other? And then this week, same thing. I got my mask on. Does that mean we can hug it? No, Bob. We can't hug yet.
Cannot touch
we
you, Bob.
We all love each other, and we're going to be in the same space, and we'll try not to breathe on each other. And we definitely can't hug each other yet. We just have to rely on these air hugs for hopefully a few more months, and then we'll all just have group hugs and group love, and we'll but that's true, Dar. I agree. When I think of Dar, I think of love and acceptance and just inclusion and how much you give to the world just by giving love. Did you have thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, yeah. I think what Dar was thinking about is when she started all this lovey-dovey stuff in the office, I was the only guy in the office, and I was getting a little bit feeling weird about everybody saying, I love you.
We used to have a phrase, we would just say love, love. So that was our thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And so, I mean, I've always felt weird just saying to anybody, I love you, or, you know, love or whatever. So when she was the director, I sat down with her. I got something to tell you. I said, I don't really like this love stuff.
Exactly what he said.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable about it.
I don't know what I said. What did I say?
Well, you told me that it was somebody else, actually. Was
the phrase love, love came from LG. Yeah, Laura. Yeah. But he's on board now. He's all loved in.
Yeah, mainly because I got to know her better and better, and I'm getting to know Jen, and I really do love him.
Yeah.
There's so much love in this room.
It's love in the club. Love in the club. Well, we got about 10 minutes left, so we're going to play.
Ask Jen what's the best part of being Jen.
What's the best part of being Jen?
I thought self-love is, I was just saying that, like, I'm jealous of Bob with all of his elderly love that he has for himself, and then Dar gets to love everybody, and I'm just going to sit over.
And we save the best for last.
Well, now I forgot my answer. So I had to stand up and advocate for myself over here. No, just
maybe
kidding.
That's what's best about you.
Advocate for myself. You know it. Yeah, I best be heard over here now. I would say, so something I would say, my generation is pretty open authentic. Me personally, I feel like I'm open about thoughts and feelings, and I'm able to express things that some people feel uncomfortable expressing, and that allows them to feel, oh, other people feel and think this way too, and it makes us connected and feel normal. And so I just kind of normalize things by not having a filter and saying everything I think, and giving other people hopefully permission to do the same.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's so true about you.
I don't hold anything back.
That's good. We need you. We need people that will be expressive in that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't want to make this into a love fest, but what I want to say is that when I found out that besides all the stuff you do and all your knowledge, I mean, you've added so much to this whole group. You take care of four little kids. And I have a daughter who has four little kids, and I know what that's all about. And you are amazing.
Super mom. They do a video every Christmas, and I look forward to it. I like, it's coming. The Wall Family Christmas video.
So you know, it's funny. Like, we actually talked about this year with everything going on in the world. Should we make a Christmas in July video? Like,
yes.
Maybe it's a little late now, but we had the thought. I already have this year's theme in mind. I learned how to compose music this year, so I think I'm going to write my own original Wall Family Christmas this year.
Wait till you all hear our intro song. It's written by Jen.
Oh,
so
don't tell people that.
It's coming up.
All right, that's it for episode one. Thank you all so much for listening. And if you've got a question you'd like us to answer, give us a call at 313-437-2959. Leave us a message with your question, and it may be featured on a future podcast. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at GenXYI. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, please hit the subscribe button so you can learn more about future podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and love, love.